This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, April 16th, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The American Farm Bureau this week offered a new study illustrating the impact of the war with Iran on farm inputs. Nitrogen prices up 30%, urea prices up 47%, combined fuel and fertilizer costs up 40%. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley this week said President Trump has a clear objective in the war with Iran, but he has not communicated it well with the country.
To make sure that they don't ever have a nuclear bomb and nuclear capability, and that they don't have the ability through non-nuclear, through missiles, to blackmail that region of the country. But when I say that region of the globe, we just saw something that developed out of this war that we didn't know before. They were supposed to have just short-range missiles, but we found out that they had one that would go as far as 2,500 miles. That threatens Berlin and Paris and London, and eventually, as you develop more powerful weapons, it could be a threat to the United States.
Grassley said the economic pain from the war is real, but so is the threat from Iran.
I had a briefing on this that I can't talk about, but because of the Iran war, there's been a big upshoot in threats in the United States and traced back directly to Tehran. So it's a threat, and this president is trying to reduce that threat.
Even before the war with Iran broke out at the end of February, there was already discussion on Capitol Hill about a congressionally approved assistance package for farmers, that in addition to the administration's bridge assistance program. Dr. John Newton with the American Farm Bureau says negotiations are underway for more assistance.
So we'll continue to work with the president, the administration, and Congress to advance additional economic relief to help farmers. And many of the estimates that we put together on the financial conditions in farm country, reflecting the tight margin environment that we've had really since 2023, all of those estimates are before the elevated diesel and fertilizer prices that we've experienced over the last month. So we know the need is there, and we look forward to working with President, Secretary Rollins, and Congress to find a path forward.
This week, House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson suggested a package of $20 billion. Senator John Hovind said today there's not a specific number on the books right now.
We're working on the numbers and all that. I don't want to, nothing's been finalized there. That's a very high, that's the highest number I've heard on specialty crops. Certainly they need to be a part of it, but I'm not going to get into specific numbers.
Okay.
But overall, as you know, we've talked about a $17 billion range, give or take, and then how much would be allocated to row crop and specialty crops is something that's a work in progress.
Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman didn't specify a number, but said he supports as much assistance as is needed for row crop and specialty crop farmers. Finally, pork producers from 23 states are on Capitol Hill this week lobbying Congress for a new farm bill that includes a resolution to California's Proposition 12. Producers quoting a North Dakota State University study that finds that Prop 12 has driven pork prices up 20% in California compared to the rest of the U.S. Pork loins up 32%, ribs up 22%, shoulders and bacon 16% higher. The study results say California consumers have paid $350 million more for pork products as a result of Prop 12. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. For a half century, pesticides have affordably and effectively protected farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without them, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential pesticides, so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweeds.farming.com. This message brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance in support of America's farmers. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.